This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, everybody, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you may be across the entire country from sea to shining sea. Today is the sixth day of December 2019. My name is Lee Elsie, and on Thursdays, we get a chance to hang out for an entire hour again on all these great radio stations across the entire country from, again, Long Island, straight on out to Oklahoma City, and all the way out to Las Vegas and California. And I guess, is it beyond? Can we go beyond California? Any stations in Alaska? Now, that would be kind of cool, having a station in Alaska, but as of right now, I don't see that on the ledger, but maybe we can work on that. Nice station out with the Grizzly Bears would be a lot of fun. Hey, listen, again, I thank the USA Radio Network for giving me the opportunity to sit in the big chair for an hour here today. I actually get two full nights next week, but I'll let Wayne tell you about that. Here's the deal. I had a tough day today. Had a long day, long, tough day, long Thursday. First of all, it's freezing cold in Connecticut, right? You can't move around because it's, it's like 20-something degrees, almost 30 degrees, I guess, when it was its warmest today. But I'm not down with it. And I chipped my tooth today somehow, a little chip on the tooth, and I called my dentist and no response. How does that happen? Also, I pushed like every wrong button in the studio today running my own show. Like every single thing that I could possibly do wrong today, I did wrong, right? This car wouldn't start, pushed the wrong buttons, did this, did that, said this, couldn't come up. I couldn't think today. I was trying to tell a story on the air. I couldn't think for whatever reason. Just, I guess my fuel levels were at the absolute lowest, and I couldn't think of Ebenezer Scrooge. I just couldn't think of that name. I couldn't think of it. I couldn't think of Christmas Carol. I couldn't think of Ebenezer Scrooge, and I actually still can't say Ebenezer Scrooge, even on the radio right now. Anyway, we have to start out with a story that I know, and I've said this before, I know you're listening to the station, and you're sick and tired of talking about it. And I'm sick and tired of talking about it. I'm sick and tired of seeing Shifty Shift and the rest of the crew in Washington talk about it. And it is getting to the point where the division in this country is so great and so wide and so vast. I don't want to say that we'll never come back, but man, I don't want to be the negative Nancy or Debbie Downer, but it just feels like we are in this ugly zone. And how we got here, I mean, I know how we got here, right? There's a genuine dislike for this president, and he's brought a lot of it on himself. He was a nasty campaigner, and he was ugly at times. And he really played to a core base, and in doing that, I think he alienated a lot of other folks, and certainly alienated every single breathing Democrat down in Washington and beyond, for that matter. A lot of the folks across the country feeling the same kind of way. But, you know, it's been a concerted effort. It's been a conspiracy from before day one. You think about this. Before this president put his hand on the Bible and was sworn in, a conspiracy began to bring him down. Now, you can go all the way back. You can go way back, but you want to just go back to when, the Steele dossier and the spying on him in Trump Towers and all that surrounds that. You can start there. But there's been a concerted effort, a conspiracy, a group. I believe now that there's a group who got together and they said, listen, we have to do everything in our power to make him a failure. Now, that is completely opposite to what happened when Obama was president. Now, Obama wanted to fundamentally change America, and most people, most sane people, took a step back and said, okay, what is he up to? And when they finally realized they didn't like what he was doing, then they made their move. With this president, people had their mind set up beforehand. They were already in the tank, if you will, and hell-bent on bringing him down. And that goes all the way up. That goes all the way up the food chain. Not just the regular folks on the ground, boots on the ground folks, but that went all the way up. So you've got a conspiracy to take him down from the people who were remaining government officials who were Obama appointees. They were, again, they infiltrated the Trump administration. They were in there. You can't get rid of everybody right away. And already, from day one, I truly believe they were hell-bent on bringing a guy down. And you can couple that, obviously, with the media, which has become the most, it's a corrupt arm of the government, of the left-leaning government now. Right? Every single thing on television is, I hate talking about this because it's the same thing. Man, I'd much rather talk about life and space and everything else. But because this dominates the news, we got to talk about this. But aren't you sick and tired of turning on a CNN or MSNBC and seeing the same old from the same old pieces of garbage over and over again? Man, the headlines, they just don't stop. So the media in the bag, literally from day one. Now, Trump uses them brilliantly to get elected, right? He spent a fraction of what Hillary Clinton spent. And he used the media, got on every single media outlet. Then as soon as he won, and the left freaked out, they turned on him like vicious pit bulls. And they try to tear him apart, but you can't tear the guy apart. He just keeps coming back. So news media, every Democrat in Washington obviously turned on him. My question to everybody, and one that I never seem to get an adequate answer to, is, so when Trump began to run for president, he was nasty, he was ugly, he was a bully, he said some things he probably shouldn't have said. Not things that he'd take back, because I don't think he's that kind of guy. But he said things to get elected. You know, he one by one systematically dismantled his opponents, eventually getting the nomination, and then dismantling Hillary Clinton, and the flyover states decided they didn't want her, they wanted him, they wanted something different, they wanted something fresher, they wanted somebody who talked like them, and thought like them, and acted like them, and they got. What's amazing is when Trump was running, there were all kinds of Republicans who were against him in the beginning. Remember, like, there were really a lot of people who were down on Donald Trump. I mean, obviously all the other candidates. But as he sort of solidified his power, more and more of these Republicans began to cross the line, so to speak, and join the Trump team. Here we are 3 years into this thing. And you cannot find a Republican, other than maybe a Mitt Romney, you can't find one who is willing to knock this president. I need an answer to that question. Why do you think that is? Why, you know, even in the most partisan times, a president usually has detractors, right? And they usually have people who say some ugly things. Now, every once in a while, somebody may speak up and out against Donald Trump. But for the most part, he has held and banded this party together like almost unlike any other time that I can remember. The first 2 years, maybe not, but now, here in the middle of this impeachment process, nobody is speaking out against Trump. There's nobody wavering. There's nobody that's going to vote to impeach him. Nobody in the House. It's a completely partisan event. And, you know, you can go back and look through history. And just about everybody who has a sense of what to do and what not to do when it comes to these kinds of proceedings and impeachments have all said the same thing. If it's a nonpartisan scenario, then you've got something. But if it's only going to be the Democrats who are going after Trump, then you're not going to win. It's a loser in the end. And I think Nancy Pelosi knows that. And what's interesting is I'm sure most of you have seen Nancy Pelosi's video today, or audio video, however you want to sling it. But she looked like she was, you know, and I know you've heard this before today, but it's the best way to describe it. It was like she was being held hostage and being forced to make this announcement today. Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing today that she has asked key chairmen to draft articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump, which is, I guess, apparently is a historic step that signals the House is increasingly likely to vote to impeach Trump before the end of the year. Well, didn't we already know this? What was she doing on television today? What was that all about? It's a charade. I've said this before. Washington is like off Broadway. And I've been off Broadway. And sometimes off Broadway, you're working with a bad set of actors. And that's what Washington is. It's a bad group of actors trying to play their parts in an ugly play. And it's just a strange dynamic. So she was out there today, again, deer in the headlights, all pious and religious. When did she become? I got to look back at some of the old video footage of her. When did she become Mother Teresa and constantly bow down to the graces of God? I don't remember that happening prior to the last year and a half, 2 years or so. All of a sudden, she's become this very religious, holier-than-now individual, praying to God and praying for the soul of the country, blah, blah, blah. All right. Well, okay, there you go. That's my take on this. I don't know how much I want to talk about it. I get 1 hour. Wayne will, I'm sure, tackle it at the top of the hour. You want to call in, please do. Love to hear from you. 833-WAR-TALK is the number, 833-WAR-TALK. Give us a call. We'll try to bring you on towards the bottom of the hour. We do have a guest coming up from the Heritage Foundation. We'll talk to Tommy Binion next. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, my pal Tommy Vivian from the Heritage Foundation. Tommy, I need you to save me today, man.
Save you from Jerry Nadler?
No. Save me from... I don't even know what I need saving from. You know what I just came up with, though, I thought was pretty funny? And I was thinking about, you know, what song best represents Donald Trump? Trump and the way his legions of fans feel about him. And I'm not really making light of it. I actually think that when I listened to the words, it was almost spot on. But take you back to the, I think it was the late 70s, early 80s, to Debbie Boone's You Light Up My Life. If they sang that to Trump when he came out on stage, man, it would be a perfect fit.
He does have some true fans who would pay a big price to be in his official fan club and get the official fan club calendar and hat and scarf each year.
And I don't mean that in a sarcastic, negative way. I think that there are people out there who feel as though he is the light. They are drawn to that, and he is doing his best, his damnedest, to eliminate the swamp that's in Washington and, you know, bring America back to this great place of prosperity. And you know what? Economically, he's done it. Period. End of story.
Yeah, and that's the other thing is, you know, the personality contest is a feature of American politics. But the truth is, what really matters is the outcome. What really matters is, okay, you're making policy decisions. How do they affect me? And I think through that rubric, everybody's a Trump fan, right? I mean, everybody's taxes have gone down. Everybody's income has gone up. Everybody's enjoying more liberty, less regulation, American strength. In terms of the various threats around the globe, all of us are enjoying that. If that's the contest, it's no contest. The personality contest is a whole other story, but the outcome, wait, he's crushing it, right?
Yeah. No, I think for the most part he is crushing it. I don't want to sound like Debbie Downer, but if I was to ask you, Tommy Vinion from the Heritage Foundation, if there is one disappointment so far from the first 3 years of Trump's presidency, what would it be? What's the biggest disappointment in your mind?
Well, Lee, we're in a time of economic boom. We had 2 years of Republicans in power in the House and Senate and White House, and yes, we are running a $1 trillion deficit.
Thank you.
That means every year we're spending $1 trillion more than we take in. That is intolerable. That is unacceptable, especially in a time of economic prosperity. That's by far and away, I think, the biggest disappointment of the Trump presidency. He owns it to some extent. He says he's going to go back to it in year five.
Yeah.
But for these first 4 years, man, that's been a crushing disappointment.
I actually think his – I mean, I'm sure you've heard it, but I don't have it at my fingertips, but I'd like to play it. But he was very cavalier in this conversation he had about – somebody asked him about the – about the deficit, and he's like, oh, I can fix that. That's not a problem. He goes, I can fix that, no problem. So I'm waiting for year five to see him fix the deficit and eventually get that debt down under control, which I would think would be a monumental feat if he could do that.
I will be stoked if that's a priority for him in year five. I'll be excited. I'll be with him. I will do everything in my power to support that effort. But it isn't here yet, and it isn't easy. I think if the other thing that I'm encouraged by, Trump is a populist. And if he is saying this is something he's going to work on in year five, that means that that's a popular attitude. That means that people want to see a little bit of fiscal discipline out of Washington, and that's a good thing, too.
All right, where are we with impeachment on this wonderful date here in the beginning of December?
So I was watching a video just before our interview began that Kevin McCarthy had tweeted out. That was, and I had seen it before, surely you have too, it's Jerry Nadler during the Clinton impeachment explaining why a narrowly voted impeachment or a partisan impeachment would be totally illegitimate. We should never have that. The American people won't stand for it. Its only effect will be division.
Right.
And the Congress shouldn't even be considering an impeachment that doesn't have broad-based bipartisan support. And here he is, the conductor of the circus. I think that sort of says it all. What he said was right about a partisan impeachment, and now he is leading one, and it will have the effect that he said it was going to have. It will be bitterly divisive, and it won't solve anything.
It's truly remarkable that these politicians are so willing to flip on what they said even a couple years prior, knowing full well that everything that they say now is on tape, on videotape somewhere. And they just don't give a damn about this anymore. They don't care about their hypocrisy, which is another thing that really, really bothers me. When somebody says something, I don't care if it's 20 years ago, that they rule their political life on, and then 10, 15, 20 years later, they're completely do a 180. And that, to me, is unacceptable, period.
Yeah, totally. It's embarrassing.
Hey, Tommy, I'm sorry, buddy, I just saw the clock. I got to run. Thank you very much, as always, Tommy Vinion down there in Washington, Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. Check it out. He's got all kinds of great stuff going on. I got to take a break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and Raw and Unfiltered.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. House Speaker Democrat Nancy Pelosi is offended by suggestions that she hates President Trump.
And as a Catholic, I resent your using the word hate in a sentence that addresses me.
Pelosi speaking at a Capitol Hill briefing on Thursday, she continues,
I don't hate anyone. I was raised in a way that is full, a heart full of love, and always prayed for the president. And I still pray for the president. I pray for the president all the time.
President Trump's approval rating is going up in a new poll during the impeachment inquiry. Rasmussen Reports has 52% of Americans approving of the job the president is doing, while 47% disapprove. The approval number is up from 46% last week, and the poll found that 38% strongly approve and 40% strongly disapprove. Former Secretary of State John Kerry is endorsing Joe Biden. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com. speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
The sponsor of the show is RootWall.com. Main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Root Wall studio. RootWall.com. Time to take a stand. We either build the wall with Mexico or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to RootWall.com. Everything's at RootWall.com. The videos, the explanations, the columns, the distribution of funds, it's all there. We will build this wall together. RootWall.com. And then, of course, I got to give the disclaimer required by FEC. Root for the Wall PAC paid for is responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. RootWall.com.
All right, welcome back. Of course, my name is Lee Elsie. First hour on Thursdays, we get a chance to hang out. I am broadcasting from my cushy, beautiful, full-power radio studio in the middle of Connecticut, smack dab in the middle of Boston and New York City, where it's freezing cold today. I'll take some phone calls, but I wanted to do one thing real quick. Please call in. We'll take as many calls as we can in this next segment, so just hang on one second. But I saw this, and I wanted to share it with y'all because I just wanted you to have an idea where we're headed as a nation, okay? So, you may not pay attention to this stuff, but as a radio broadcaster, we get sent these, you know, daily prep is what they call it. And in my daily prep today, it had the top 100 boys' names in the United States for 2019. Okay, these are names that their parents are giving their kids. Number one, Liam. Number two, Jackson. Number three, Noah. Number four, Aiden. Number five, Grayson. Number six, Caden. Number seven, Lucas. Number eight, Elijah. Number nine, Oliver. And number 10, cracking the top 10 for the first time ever in the United States of America, Muhammad. So we are trending in a direction. I just thought I'd let you know about that. Give us a call, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. Let's go to Chet out in Long Island. Chet, how are you, man?
I think Mohammed's number one over in the U.K.
Oh, is that right?
The past year.
Yeah.
So that shouldn't really surprise anybody. You know, Lee, you were talking about Nancy Pelosi's statement today, and I don't know about you, but she did not sound confident, and to me, she also sounded incoherent.
I agree with you.
I know people make jokes about her with her drinking, but something was off about her, don't you think?
Yeah, it looked, like I said, it looked like a hostage video to me. It looked really strange, very strange.
Yeah, but she just didn't sound confident with her message. She almost was, it sounded like she got a little bit defensive with the questions that were being asked, and then she threw out that she's a big-time religious Catholic,
right,
which I didn't really know much about that. But something with the Democrat Party right now doesn't add up. It's I think this is all being forced. Like you said, we knew this was going to happen anyway. But this all looks like a big show to me. It's like a television soap opera that we're watching.
Yeah. You know, Chet, I agree. Cause you know from the beginning she was against this. So somebody somewhere along the line twisted her arm. And she, listen, we make fun of her all the time. We make fun of the plastic surgery. We make fun of the strange way she speaks. We make fun of, you know, just about everything that's associated with Nancy Pelosi. Now, the one thing that she is not stupid about is she's not a stupid politician. You don't have that seat for that long and be stupid.
No,
she's not stupid. So she knew from the beginning that running down this road politically was a very dangerous thing to do. And if she couldn't get Republican support, it becomes sort of a catastrophe.
I'm still trying to figure out what they're doing, though, because we watched these hearings and we saw that Pamela Carlin woman, the law professor, that got in front of the world and kind of threw Donald Trump's son under the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really see any of the mainstays in the Democrat Party getting behind these hearings. I almost feel like they know that they're going to lose, but they are taking their last shot at the president to see what they can do to try to sabotage him.
Yeah,
they're trying to defend themselves from being taken down by him.
I mean, we see the presidential candidates taking their sniping shots at Trump, but where are the other heavy hitters in the Democrat Party with all this stuff going on? You're right, Chet. You rarely hear from them. They don't really talk too much about it because I think they realize in the end it's kind of a loser. This is not going to work out for them.
When's the last time you heard Chuck Schumer talk?
That's exactly. That's my point. Those guys are hiding in the
tall
grass.
They're not talking.
They don't want anything to do with this. They don't want anything to do with it, my friend.
And the only way they get Nancy in front of the world is to get her boozed up a little bit. That's what it feels like. Sorry.
Maybe you're right, pal. Have a good night, man. I appreciate it. Shout out, Mama. Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if she had a couple of sociables before she, you know, she hit the microphone today. I can see that. I mean, it wouldn't be the first time, I'm sure. Again, give us a call, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-WAR-TALK. We've got a bunch of people, but we'll get to as many as we can. Let's go to Connecticut, back to Connecticut, where Pete is. Pete, how are you?
Hey, you're looking good. Black shirt and tie.
Well, you know.
Hey, listen, this holier now witch from Frisco.
Yeah.
Oh, man. She was absolutely wonderful today. I mean, born-again Catholic, I guess.
It made me want to run to my TV, Pete, and put my hands on it and just scream, Amen!
Yeah,
amen!
Yeah, touch my healing. Hey, listen, she was a little out of relevance today. I don't know what was wrong with her. I mean, she's praying for the president. I thought it was Billy Graham's sister out there.
Yes. She doesn't want to do this. She does not want to be involved in this. I think she sees the bigger picture.
I think the what's her name there? The bartender from Brooklyn and the other two refugees.
Alexandria Ocasio Cortez.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then Ileana Omar and the other
right.
And the other ones. I'm sorry. I think they got her on the run. She doesn't know which way to turn.
Yeah.
She's got to play. She's got to play tough for them. So that's the way I feel. I mean, she just looked out of her element today, totally.
Right.
She scolded Rosen. Was it Rosen she scolded?
Yeah. Did you watch a lot of yesterday, Pete? Were you locked
in? Oh, yeah. I was glued to yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. That was
what a screamer that was.
Yeah.
They were set up. I mean, it was like he was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna call on you, and you've got the answer. You know the one I'm gonna ask you.
Sure,
and you've got the answer ready to go." It was just a give and take. It was a setup.
It's a setup. I told you, it's like watching a bad high school play, and it's playing out in front of you. These guys are terrible actors, and they're trying to sell you on it, Pete. But you know what?
Yeah.
America's too smart. I think America's too smart for this. They are.
The only reason I watch it, I had nothing else to do.
Well, it is good for you.
And I sit there and I scream at the TV. The only one I liked was the guy from George Washington University, and he's taken flack for his stand at Turley.
Yeah, he was a guy trying to be the middle of the road, right?
Yeah, he was trying to be the middle of the road, and you know, he was supposedly friends with these with those three, but I'm sure they were. Yeah, it looks good kill. I don't know. Well, anyway, you're doing a great job.
Thank you, pal. I appreciate it, my friend. Have a good night, and I'll talk to you down the road, Pete, out in Connecticut. Let's go all the way across the country to Barbara in Las Vegas, Nevada. Barbara, how are you?
I'm good. I have a very strange question for you, so maybe you can clear it up for me.
Okay, shoot.
Okay, I am told, or I'm listening, that Biden, when he was, in my opinion, blackmailing the Ukrainian people,
mm-hmm.
he said, unless you fire this guy, I'm not going to give you the $1 billion.
That is correct.
But then I hear the Republicans say, Obama never gave them any money. So did they get the $1 billion after they fired the prosecutor, or where did this $1 billion go?
From everything I heard, that they ended up, they did get that money, but In the beginning, Obama held back on almost everything. Like, he didn't want anything to do with the Ukraine in the very, very beginning. And Joe Biden did say exactly what you just said. And by the way, I don't know, even more importantly, did you get a chance to see what Biden said here in the last 48 hours?
No, I haven't. I've been driving.
Okay, so. Well, he says, and this is very important to becoming a president, you know. He says that he could do more push-ups than President Trump.
Oh, yeah, that I really care about. Okay, good.
That's what he said.
That's how I'm going to pick my president.
That's how you got to pick your president. Who's going to do better push-ups, right? No, listen, you're on to something. You get it. You understand. There has always been this give and take with the Ukraine, and Obama was part of it. They absolutely did this when he was the president. And by the way, let me ask you a question. In a general sense, President Trump, Ukraine
is... Uh-oh, I lost you.
You lost me. Can you hear me now?
There for a second. Ask me again.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to let you go because it's kind of a bad connection, but I'm sure you're listening wherever you are. We'll do a rhetorical question. You know, when you're dealing with a country that is corrupt by nature, which the Ukraine is corrupt by nature, then you know what? You don't just hand out money. You kind of got to feel them out. Feel out what's going on. Listen, I want to make sure we're not going to give you all this money and it's going to go to unscrupulous people. I have no issue with that for any administration, for that matter. So if you want to make sure that my tax dollars are going someplace that actually is worthwhile and not into some mafia guy's pocket, well, good. Do it. Barbara, thanks for the call out in sunny Vegas. I'm assuming it's sunny and hot. Listen, we're going to take one more break, come back, final segment, before Wayne Allen Root takes over at the top of the hour. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitution of money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash on average in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I join. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allen Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered. America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Let me mention Liberty HealthShare, because Liberty HealthShare has been the sponsor of the show for about 4 years now. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution. That solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It starts at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. There are no windows, but we are in the window period right now where everybody's allowed to join anything new they want. So a lot of people are in the, you know, in the window where they look. But there are no windows with Liberty HealthShare because Christian Health Sharing has an exemption with Obamacare. So there's no windows, no limit enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or lightyourliberty.com, lightyourliberty.com.
All right, we are back again, USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. Honored to get a chance to hang out with you for an hour on Thursdays, and I'll come back for a couple of days next week because Wayne's got some great stuff and great news. I don't know if he's shared it with you yet, but I'm sure he will, so I'll let him do that a little bit later on. So let's end with, well, one political story, I guess, which I found rather remarkable. A majority of Republicans, now this is a new poll that just came out the other day, a majority of Republicans say President Trump is a better leader than former President Abraham Lincoln. That according to the week's Economist/YouGov weekly tracking poll, Lincoln still overwhelmingly beats Trump among all Americans, 75% to 25%, but Republicans right now, according to the Economist/YouGov poll, found that Trump was a better or is a better president than Honest Abe Lincoln. All right, let me grab a couple of things off the beaten path stuff. Let's see if I can make somebody out there just laugh for just a second. Let me see. Here are some predictions, I guess, for 10 trendy foods in 2020, including squid ink, collagen, and bone broth. Who would eat skin? Ugh, it's disgusting. All right, number one, I guess, is star fruit. I don't even know what that is. What is that? I don't know what it is. Then squid ink. What would you put that? Is that a dipping thing? Do you dip it? Do you dip? That's just gross. Collagen, keto, Brussels sprouts. I don't know how that made the list. Faro, which is whole. Does anybody know? I'm curious what star fruit is. What does that mean? I don't know what that means. I got to have to look that up on the Google. Hippie nonsense, exactly. And bone broth, whatever that is. That's, I guess, some folks who are cannibals are into the bone broth. So there you go. That's some stuff that's happening, I guess, for 2020. By the way, can you believe 2020 is almost here? It's incredible to me. Would you be happy or insulted to get workout equipment as a gift? That was a question posed. Now, this Peloton situation has gone viral. It's crazy. It has that commercial, which I think is a harmless commercial. Guy gives his wife a Peloton, and she works out like a fiend, and she becomes this, you know, superhuman whatever, and she's loving life and living, you know, the 1,000 miles an hour and happy that her husband gave it to her, and all of a sudden now it's sexist and racist, and how dare you give your wife a, you know, a Peloton, a piece of equipment for Christmas? Well, what if she asked for it? What if she wanted it? I mean, what do you want to give her? You know, these stupid commercials where you tie a bow on the top of a Mercedes-Benz and give that to, oh yeah, sure, everybody's doing that. And those Pelotons are probably like $1,000 a piece, at least, I would think, right? They're probably more than that, I would guess. I don't know. Phone apps of the year, according to the most recent study, I guess, these are the ones that are the most downloaded apps for 2019. YouTube is number one. I don't know if I have any of these. Instagram. I do have Instagram. I don't have Snapchat or TikTok. What is TikTok? What is that? I went from 16 to 4 this year. Is that the thing that the kids use, like 10 seconds of video? Is that what TikTok is? I'll have to look that up, too. Facebook, Messenger, Gmail, Netflix, Facebook itself, Google Maps, and Amazon are the top 10 downloaded apps for 2019. We'll see what happens in 2020. I mean, if you can find and become like a person who develops apps, and you can get even into the top, I don't know, 50, you're a bajillionaire. I mean, everybody is using apps. Everybody uses some kind of apps. What else do I have here for you to wrap things up? Oh, you know what? I ran across this. Do I have time? I don't know if I have time for this. I'll have to save that for next time. Let me see. I have nine. Well, let's talk about your phone being filthy. Do you clean your phone? I just cleaned my phone before I started the show tonight. I swear to God. I just cleaned my phone a couple minutes ago. But still, it's disgusting. A survey found that 23% of folks say they never, ever, ever clean their phone. Researchers now are showing that phones have to be cleaned at least once a week. A phone actually has more bacteria on it. Are you ready for this? Than an entire household bathroom. So it has everything from strep to staph to E. coli on your phone. I mean, you put it down and you don't think about where you put it. Maybe you put it on top of a urinal or you put. I'm about to throw up again. All right. Well, that's a good place. That's a good place for us to end. So here's the deal. Wayne Allyn Root will be here in just a matter of minutes. In fact, I think he's already here banging on the door, ready to get in. Again, an honor. Chris, great job as always. I will tell you, maybe Wayne is licking his phone. That's true. Maybe he is doing that. Have you ever accidentally licked your phone? It gives you the heebie-jeebies, yeah. All right. I gotta go. I'm out of time. Listen, enjoy the rest of the night. Wayne Allyn Root will set you straight. He's up next. You guys have a great weekend, and I will catch you a couple times next week. You guys keep listening to the USA Radio Network. See you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Oh.